something and arriving to a conclusion is having that conclusion, because it's the other side of the problem. It's something like that. You know that it's difficult to talk about it, but we'll try. You will learn little by little, I told you. We will go back in a way to book one, second part. Do you remember in first part he explained what the problem is? In the second part you sort of say, what could you do about it? You should find a peer. Then you should be ready to go through the punishment, the pain, because you have for shining, you have to really eliminate a lot, and it's painful. And all that, remember, we are there. But now, the first part of book one, which was this wisdom, was explained to you in a way in book two. In book two, we learned what? The knowledge of love. First book was love, second knowledge. Third one, enrichment, is the second part of book one. What could you do about it? Okay, now come out. Find a peer. Ooh, stop it. Remember, here you are not going to choose a peer. You get lucky, a peer will choose you. This is how it works. So what do you do about it? First of all, it's not 100%. But the only thing you could do about it is to become better. As simple as that. Better you become, more your chances to be called by a peer, to be noticed, okay? It's not a very hopeful stuff, I'm sorry. But so what? If even you don't find a peer and you will not be chosen, you improve yourself, you will be the best of yourself. What's wrong with that? What do you lose? This is how it works. For this, you need a special throat, you need a special food, and that's something that should be given to you. It's not something you make. For that, you should become choosable. You should become the good candidate. This is the first stuff. So, let go of the children of these fellows. Do not compete with anyone. Simple. As simple as, first, learn the honesty. Remember, in the side of the intelligence, what was intelligence doing always? Cheating, remember? Being clever. Being naughty, naughty, doing this, doing that. That was that field. In this field, the first thing you should learn, which is the most noticeable difference between this beautiful lady here and a monk. What is the difference here? The first important one, the thing that we show and we say, look at this and show me one animal, even one, that does this. Do you remember what is this? Honesty. Is there an honest animal? No. Is there an honest fellow? Yes. Honesty. You cannot hide it. You cannot hide your mouth here. You cannot hide your stomach. There is no cheating here. You cannot cheat the teacher by knowing the test and just doing this. This is not that way. Because in here, you are not learning something. The only thing you learn is how to improve yourself. This is what we are going to do, right? Right from the beginning we said, we'll go through the second story, the pain, in the long story of Moses and Pharaoh. You know the fight of Pharaoh and Moses. What is that fight about? It's the arrogance of the animal and the breath. That will run. But first, choosing someone, okay, here, now, he explained it to you. It's not a matter of choosing. It's a matter of being chosen. Become good. Period. Okay? So, do not eat the children over there. Do not learn the big words and hide behind it, because you cannot do it with your peer. And this is something that they will not tolerate, because lying and cheating here will ruin everything. There is one verse of Rumi that I remember long period of time that I would read it before going to bed. I would read it first thing in the morning. It says, the heart will not rest with the lie. You cannot bring a heart in peace with lie and cheating. It doesn't work. This is what it is. So the first warning here, honesty. Do not pretend. Do not make the cliche and show. Yes?
There is no moral to cover the face. There is no way of evasion to intelligence and sagacity. How many times will the blows of their maces beat upon the head and rump of every vain gabbler? Look at the effect of the mace of Azrael, if you do not see the wood and iron in forms. Sometimes, too, they appear in form. The patient is aware thereof. The patient says, oh, my friends, what is this sword over my head?
Wait, what is this? Look at the scene. Suddenly he said, okay, let me tell you this. There are some knowledge which doesn't come from information. It doesn't come from being informed and getting the knowledge. It comes by being in a different state of mind. For example, a healthy fellow, you'll feel good. A sick fellow will see a blade hanging up on the head. The death is close. I'm in danger. The healthy people will look at him and say, what kind of sword are you talking about? The fellow will say, this one that just the vision of it made everything taste bad. He says, you see, so, do you remember some stuff we're talking about in book one, that pain is good? Sickness will open your eyes. Tell me why. How could it happen? It happens naturally and normally. You know why? Because when you're sick, the intelligent part of you is weak. So the other side of you doesn't have this blah 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 blah. We'll see something. Because one of the barriers of looking at this existence is what? It's this one. We have some lenses and we look through that. The first layer of the lens is, what's in it for me? The next layer is me, me, me. It's me. So I'm looking at the universe from a yellow lens, so everything looks yellow. This is Rumi's explanation. So you will say, this is it. Look at it carefully. Yes.
We do not see it. This must be fancy. What fancy is this? For it is the hour of departure. What fancy is this? From terror of which this inverted sphere has now become a fathom. To the sick man, the maces and swords become perceptible, and his head dropped down. He sees that is for his sake. The eye of foe and friend is barred from it. Worldly greed vanished. His eye became keen. His eye became illumined at the moment of bloodshed.
That's a special moment that this foot of you is getting weaker, the other one gets alert, so your eye will open. When you change the state of mind, you are in another state of mind, the reality will be different even for you. Yes?
That eye is, from the result of his pride and his anger, became the cock that crows unseasonably. It is necessary to cut off the head of the bird that rings the bell at the wrong time.
Oh, you remember that story or not? Did we talk about this? Oh, this is something that I have to pay attention. I'm getting old, not to repeat it too much, because this is a part of my childhood story. In our time, in one of the yards, normally there are chickens. We'll keep some chickens. Then there will be these nasty fellow who starts to sing at 2 o'clock in the morning. We'll wake everyone up because the fellow will miss the time. What will happen to that? We remember when that sound comes, we know that tomorrow night we have chicken. That was that. Means what? Means that there is a time for something. For enlightenment, there is a time. If you are enlightened at the end of your life, what's the use of that? Because getting enlightened is not that they will give you a gift that you will be happy, you will carry around. Enlightenment, it works like a tool, will change you, then you will see the reality differently and you live differently. So you need it now, not at the end of your life. Because there is time for something. So at the end of your time, when you're very sick at the last moment, realizing that, that's too late. Do it sooner, yes.
At every moment, part of thy soul is expiring. In thy spirit's death struggle, look to thy faith, that thy life is like a purse of gold. Day and night are like him who counts the gold coins. He counts and gives the gold without stopping until it is emptied and there comes the eclipse. If you take away from a mountain and do not put anything in place, the mountain will be demolished by that giving.
As simple as that, I don't know how simpler could you put it. He said, listen, you have a limited time here, okay? And you're spending it. No matter how, you're giving it away. So, you're going to be empty-handed at the end. Except, when you're spending this time, gaining something, saving something. As simple as that. Because no matter how long you're going to live and how many chances you're going to get, there is an end to that, right? So, be careful, do not waste your time. Yes.